Tonight on Blues Then, I will have the pleasure of talking to Tinsley Ellis about his 21st album, The Naked Truth, on Alligator Records, featuring Tinsley on acoustic and steel guitar. Welcome to Blues Then, Tinsley Ellis.
It's great to be here.
You know, we're so excited about the album, The Naked Truth. It's a wonderful album. It's beautifully recorded, too. Where'd you record it at?
I recorded it in two different studios. 11 of the 12 songs I did in a studio, my home studio, and then the 12th song, which was Death Letter Blues, was done in Eddie Ninefold's studio.
And the Death Letter Blues is a Son House song. How did you pick that one out?
Oh, that's pretty much a blues standard, especially with acoustic blues artists, and it's been done by a lot of different people over the years, and but I just wanted to do my version of it, a version that I perform nightly at my show.
You do a short acoustic set at your shows, don't you?
Well, I did for a long time, and now that's all I do is solo acoustic, and so this is the full extension of that.
We're talking to Tinsley Ellis about his album, The Naked Truth, on Alligator Records. Now, you wrote most of the tunes and covered a couple, like we talked about, Son House, Willie Dixon, and Leo Kottke. That's a
right.
Wonderful tune. I could play that over and over again. It's a wonderful tune. Now, you're known as an electric blues master. Was it a challenge?
No, because this is the format that I'm performing in now. So with this album, Naked Truth, is really a snapshot in time of where I'm at musically in my career.
Now, your career has been a long career. 21 albums is a long time. And on this tour, you're bringing a Martin guitar and a steel guitar. Tell us about the Martin guitar and how that influenced you.
Well, the Martin guitar is a 1960s Martin D35, and it's a guitar my dad gave me when I was in high school in the mid-70s and early-70s. And it's been that's the guitar I wrote most of my songs on over the years. And so to perform with it now, it's kind of come in full circle. And the other guitar I'm bringing is a 1937 National Steel guitar, which would have been the kind of guitar that Son House would have used, and also the kind of guitar that Muddy Waters would have started out on before he went electric in Chicago.
What's your dad's name?
Tinsley Ellis also.
Oh, okay. Now, the album has a wonderful feel to it, The Naked Truth, on Alligator Records. You were with Alligator Records for a while, then you left and you came back. What is so special about Alligator Records?
Alligator is sort of the leading blues and blues rock label in the world. Now that Chess Records is gone, Alligator is kind of carrying that title is the biggest blues label going, and I've been with them actually on three different occasions. I was with them from 1988 to 1998. Then I went with Capricorn Records, and which seemed so promising, but because they'd had bands like the Allman Brothers Band and Widespread Panic and Government Mule, and they went out of business as soon as my album came out, which is unfortunate. And then I went back to Alligator Records with the live album, a couple studio albums, and I left again to try to have my own record label, Heart Fixer Music, and I put out four albums, including an all-instrumental album starting in 2013. And then I made a deal with Alligator that they would release my my albums that I produce. And so I've come back and I've done, I've hopped around and I've been with a lot of different labels over the years. It's kind of like they're passing me around like a joint or something.
That's funny. We're talking to Tinsley Ellis about his album, Naked Truth, and how it came to be and how much work it is. Now, you produced this album, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And with the exception of the Eddie Ninefold produced track, Death Letter Blues, which actually was recorded as a demo. And when I went into the studio and recorded it, I could not get a version that was sounded overseas. you know, it had the mojo that the demo did. So I just put the demo on the album instead of the one that was done in the studio, big studio.
Now, we were talking about Chess Records. Willie Dixon is one of the songs that you cover, a wonderful tune. How did Willie Dixon influence you?
Well, Willie Dixon was one of the greatest songwriters and producers of all time. He wrote a lot of songs for Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, and then he produced those guys. Plus, he produced Chuck Berry. All the Chuck Berry stuff on Chess was Willie Dixon, one of the greatest producers ever. You know, there was a time in the 80s when I could have worked with him and had him produce me, and I wish I had done that. I opened shows for him and actually got to spend some time with Willie and talk to him about music. But I wish I had gotten him to produce me back in the day.
We're talking to Tinsley Ellis about Willie Dixon, how important he was to the blues, what a great writer he was, established a foundation to keep the blues alive. And you also have a great tune on there in the style of Skip James. Tell us about that song. I love that song.
I believe you're talking about Window Pane.
Yes, I am.
Which is track two on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And that is definitely influenced by Skip James and others. They call that the Bentonia blues style, because it's a lot of those. There's a lot of sounding blues music came from Bentonia, Mississippi area, and on that particular one, I used the sound of this Skip James tuning on the guitar, and that's my favorite track on the album, actually.
Mine too. And what guitar did you use?
That's the Martin.
Beautiful sounding. Now, we talked about your influences, like Willie Dixon and your dad. Who else influenced you?
Well, definitely the bands. You know, I'm from Georgia and Florida, I was there throughout the whole Allman Brothers Band thing, which started in 1969 and ended just a few years ago with the passing of Greg Allman. And so I can't deny the influence of Greg and Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts on my music. That was our local band. And if somebody had told me as a teenager that one day I would get to open up for them, go around, open up for them, and get to know them and sit in with them, I would have thought they were kidding me. But Greg Allman, he was a good friend. I really miss him. And I miss going to see him, that's for sure. I miss his albums. And, you know, I've got the older albums, and the final one he did was... I think that might be my favorite. That and Laid Back, my favorite Greg Allman solo albums. But that's End of an Era when he passed.
Now, you're also influenced by B.B. King, and you have something very special in your possession from B.B. King. Tell us about that.
Well, when I was a kid listening to records, I remember I was... A friend of mine were listening to records in his room, something like, we were in junior high school, listening to something like Al Cooper, Mike Bloomfield, Super Sessions, or something like that. His older brother came in the room, and he was a real know-it-all. He was like in 10th grade or something, and he said, I hear you kids getting into this Mike Bloomfield, you're getting into Johnny Winter, and you're getting into Cream. He said, there's a guy y'all got to go see, because he's the one they're all getting it from, and that was, he was talking about B.B. King. I went to see B.B. King do a teen show where they shut down the nightclub and shut down the bar in the nightclub, and teenagers could come in the afternoon, have a matinee concert. And my dad took us down there, and I sat right in the front, and that just blew my mind. All of a sudden, I could see where Dwayne Allman was coming from, and Peter Green, and of course, Eric Clapton. Then B.B. King greeted us in the lobby, talked to us for what seemed like hours. He was the nicest man. But during the show, B.B. Broke a guitar string while he was soloing, and without hesitation, he just nodded to the sax player who started soloing, and B.B. King took a guitar string out of his pocket, a little string winder, and changed the string on his guitar and came back in time and in tune. You know, it's really heroic to watch him do that. And I got to keep that guitar string, and I still have it today, the broken string that he
We're talking to Tinsley Ellis. It's a wonderful story. I love that. Talking to Tinsley Ellis about his new album, The Naked Truth on Alligator Records. You are a legend of American blues music. I love your sounds. You've always had a great sound, and now you're on a tour coming to the Pacific Northwest April 16th in Portland, Oregon at Polaris Hall, April 17th in Tacoma, Washington at McMenamin's Spanish Ballroom and other fine places. You can go to TinsleyEllis.com for more information or Alligator Record, alligator.com. I just love the first song, Devil in the Room. Now, this is attributed to something one of your friends said, right?
Yeah, my musician friend, the late, great Colonel Bruce Hampton, he was an older guy, older than me, and I really looked up to him when I was kind of starting out, and I got to do shows with him, and before we would go on stage, he would tell us to put the devil in the room. That's his way of trying to get us excited about playing a show. He'd put the devil in the room.
I like that. Now, the Tallahassee Blues is a wonderful tune, but the one I love almost as much as the first one that I talked about is Grown Ass Man. What a wonderful tune. How'd that come about?
Grown Ass Man, that's an expression. People's like, their parents would say to them, you know, you need to start acting like you're a grown-ass man, time to move out of the house or stuff like that. So it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. And lo and behold, I am definitely a full grown-ass man anymore. And yeah, it's just kind of a funny thing. And that was, you know, coincidentally, that was almost the title of the album. And I chickened out, named it Naked Truth instead. Although grown-ass man would have been a funny title, I think.
And the album, The Naked Truth, is out on vinyl in gold. Gold color,
yes.
Right?
Gold vinyl. And then I found out that that all vinyl is colored, because the what vinyl looks like is kind of, airplane glue, like you would put a model airplane together. That's what vinyl really looks like. So even like the black vinyl that you associate with being what vinyl looks like, that's colored vinyl too. So all vinyl is colored.
I didn't know that.
And this vinyl is a gold metallic color, which looks pretty cool.
Oh, I'm going to get one myself. Now, you're going to be traveling through the Pacific Northwest, Tinsley Ellis.
Yes.
There's a lot of great music coming up. Now, you'll be going in a car instead of a bus, right?
Yeah, that's right. Two guitars in a car is what we call this tour.
I love that expression. You got to name your next album that.
Two guitars and a car.
Now, is it going to be hard for you to get used to that, to traveling without all the equipment?
No, because I have done, I just did, so far this year, all the East Coast shows. It ended last night in Annapolis, Maryland, and I've already done 40 shows this year, so I've gotten used to it. It's a long drive from Atlanta, Georgia to Pacific Northwest, definitely, but I've got a lot of stops on the way, and I'm just looking forward to getting back and seeing all my friends up there.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here in the Pacific Northwest, April 16th in Portland, Oregon, April 17th in Tacoma, Washington, and other fine places. Boy, I wish you would play in Bellingham, Washington, where KMRE is, but I haven't got a producer.
Me too. Well, I've played there before, a couple of times, three times in the area. One time I played there at a venue that had a bouncing dance floor, a ballroom, a dance hall. And then another time I played at a nightclub, the Buffalo or something.
Yeah, the
like
Wild
that.
Buffalo. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then another time I played at the Blues Festival that's a little east of there, and I can't think of the name of it. Would that be Mount Baker?
Yep, Mount Baker, put on by Lloyd Peterson. That's correct.
Lloyd is my friend, yes.
He's a good friend to have, too. To all the blues stars and musicians, and Tinsley Ellis, you've been a wonderful artist for all of us, and to me, this album is all killer, no filler. It's a wonderful album, and it's on Alligator Records called The Naked Truth. Tinsley, I look forward to seeing you in this area.
Thank you, Leo, and I hope to get a chance to meet you in person.
Oh, me too. I'll get an autograph from you.
Right on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leo. And when will this air?
It'll be on Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, great. That is...